and welcome back to The Health Cafe. I am your host, Vanessa Tiu, and today's episode is technically part two of our previous episode. But before we get into that, you guys know the drill. Let's chat our segments. What is fueling me today, you guys? The art of noticing. If you have seen that trend going around on Instagram, on TikTok, first of all, I'm obsessed. I love seeing the small little moments that people have captured. But really, honestly, just life's simplicities is what has been fueling me recently. Like, I feel like I have gotten into a good flow, a good routine, and when I'm taking time off, I really can genuinely just slow down and actually take time to notice the small joys of life, like a beautiful sunset or the breeze blowing some leaves off the tree. Or the other day, Alan and I ate dinner in a park, and they weren't acorns, but these nut type things were falling from the tree. And at first I was like, what the heck is going on? And then after that, we noticed that it was literally the tree right beside us was dropping nuts, and every so often they would just like plop softly to the ground. And we sat for probably a good 15 to 20 minutes just watching the wind rustle them and watch them tumble down the tree and fall. There was one time that one actually almost hit a squirrel in the head, and I was so concerned. But definitely little moments like that and noticing just life's small pleasures recently has been fueling my days. Next up, what I'm sipping on, what has been going on in life. Oh my goodness, you guys, I have a full episode coming soon on this, but lots of wedding planning, lots of engagement stuff. But like I said, we're going to save all of that for another episode. So something else that has been going on in my life recently, currently trying to plan a little road trip. I don't want to take any like major trips because I feel like this summer really honestly tripped me out a little bit, because I went to London for 2.5 weeks and then Germany for 10 days. And that was probably the most travel I've done in the past 4 years. And it made me realize how much of a homebody I am. Like, you guys, I love traveling, but the fact that those trips were both pretty long and also a month apart and also really long flights, I just came back so exhausted from both and like needed a solid month and a half to recover from the last trip. And I feel like it may not even just be the traveling, but also could be the fact that I'm no longer in school and just getting used to a new routine, and overall was just exhausted, period. But it was a lot of travel for me. So currently trying to plan a little road trip, probably like a 3 or 4 day trip down to Vermont and Massachusetts, maybe go see Boston. Honestly, I just want to savor the fall months, and fall is supposed to be so beautiful in those states. So Alan and I are thinking of possibly renting a car and then going and doing the drive, because it's not too bad. It's honestly almost the same as Montreal for us, which is around 7 hours. So it wouldn't be a crazy drive, and we've done drives longer. When we did California last year, we did that full drive from San Fran to LA, which was, we took the coastal route, and it took us, I think it was around 10 and a half, maybe 11 hours. It could have been honestly a little bit longer than that because we stopped and took our time, but we definitely have done longer drives. So we're trying to plan out a little road trip for maybe sometime late October when fall is at its peak. We're both really big fall people, and I think it'll be a really nice way to take a little break from Toronto and our city and also go on a little trip, especially after the busyness that September and the beginning October has been and is going to be for us. I think it'll be good to just slow down and take a little bit of time away for just us and a little bit of a break from the city as well. Next up, my recent go-tos. First off, if you have not tried the Rode Lippies yet, get on it. As much as I love the You Beauty ones, I also love that the Rode ones are scented and flavored. I think it adds a little bit of something fun in terms of consistency, definitely love the You Beauty ones, and I also love that they are pigmented. Mind you, I haven't tried the new Rode pigmented ones that just came out, so I feel like I'll have to do a little comparison there just to see. But Miss Haley has been killing it with the products that she's been releasing, so if you haven't gotten on the Rode wave yet, definitely try it out. My next one is my new planner. You guys, I can't wait to share more about this with you, but let's just say I have been obsessed with this new daily planner that I have. And then my last one is I have been loving my Align activewear. Miss Bailey Brown, she killed it with this recent collection. I love the color, and I literally have the leggings, shorts, bodysuit, tank top, sports bra. I am obsessed. It feels like the TNA butter, but honestly is a little bit thinner, so it molds to your body even better. So comfy and moves with you so well. Like, I can do my full weightlifting sessions and sweat in it, and it is so good. I am obsessed with that collection and all of the pieces that I got, so highly recommend those. I definitely tried to keep those segments short and sweet for you guys today, so we can get into spilling today's tea and hop right into our episode. This is basically a part two of the previous episode, so if you haven't listened to that, definitely go give it a listen. But today's episode is my healthy girl guide to fall. Basically, if you feel like you're one of those girls that fall feels like the new year for you, or just kind of is your new year's almost reset, this episode is 100,000% for you. You guys should know by now that I am a fall girly to my core, to a T. If I had a seasonal personality trait, it is fall. And it's one of the only seasons, minus Christmas, because Christmas isn't technically a season, that I decorate my house for. My home decor changes, my wardrobe, she just thrives. I love fall fashion, and we're gonna cover all of that today. Last episode, I didn't really want to talk about school at all. I feel like I was really in just not the greatest headspace when it comes to thinking about the fact that I'm not in school anymore. We'll take a little side segue for a hot minute because I did take a walk through campus. I want to say it was maybe a week ago, week and a half ago, and honestly had a solid breakdown and cried. I want to say it was around the evening, like around 5, 5:30, so campus wasn't that busy, but we have had construction, a ton of construction going on campus. For the past 3 years, honestly, campus had not really looked like campus since first year, and I walked through campus and almost all the construction is gone, and I had a meltdown a little bit of going like, why couldn't it have looked like this for my graduation? Why couldn't this have been done and just had been a nice, good campus experience throughout my years of being there? And I felt a little bit like I was robbed of that because I walked through and saw how beautiful it was now that it's all almost done. And that, besides the fact of just, I guess, acknowledging the fact that I'm not a student anymore, was something that was a little bit hard to swallow, and honestly not something that I expected, just because I honestly had anticipated being okay with not being a student anymore. I had so many things to look forward to outside of school being done, but I really do think that that post-grad depression, and I don't even really want to call it depression because it's not diagnosed, but it really honestly feels that way, and it just hit. So I hadn't really wanted to talk about school, and I think that was a big reason why, but I also think that I needed that walk through campus and that breakdown to kind of just break through what I had been feeling, because I can say with confidence now, if I walk through campus again, which I have done a few times, that I won't feel that way anymore. And there might be a tinge of sadness in me of like, oh, you know, I'm not really studying anymore, and I kind of miss being on campus and being in a library, because I really do love that. But there won't be any, I think, remorse of feeling that I'm missing out of not being in school anymore. Now, that being said, this little part of the episode is all for my girlies who are still in school and have a fall and also have a campus. And I just feel like fall on campus is the best time of year to be on campus. Genuinely, it's like that back to school, but not even back to school, because it's honestly like October And there's something about the leaves changing and being in a library or just sitting out on campus. Utilize campus to the best of your abilities. Oh my goodness. I cannot stress this enough that I think just being on campus and in a library during the fall is one of the things that I will miss the most. And so if you are anything like me and you are a fall girl, utilize that time on campus to study, to really take in all that campus offers in the fall. Sit under a like turning orange tree and study your business or your anatomy. Like, just take the time that you can and experience fall on campus the most that you can. Now, that being said, if you are still a student, one of the best healthy girl fall tips that I have for you guys is to utilize your school's gym spaces. I know not all schools have the best gym workout spaces for you to use, but if they do, first of all, you're already paying for it. It's within your tuition. And us healthy girls, we're also being financially smart this fall, okay? So you are not going to pay for an outside gym membership. You are going to use your school's gym. I think that is one thing that I not really regret, but also kind of do, is I wish I had used the school's facilities a lot more than I actually had. I paid for a gym membership, and that's just because I had a really good rate and I had been paying for it since I was in high school, and I didn't want to lose that. And I also wanted to be able to go to the gym when I went home to visit my parents. So I did keep my regular Good Life gym membership and sometimes used the school's gym, but it also helps you so much with time management. If you are already on campus, or maybe you have a large break in between classes, using that time to go to the gym on campus is such a wise use of your time, because often I found that if I had like a 2 or 3 hour break, you're honestly not really getting that much work done anyways. So you might as well use it to get your daily workout in, get some movement in, and get that blood flowing as well. It will help you focus so much better for that next class as well. Now, this is for my girlies that are not in school, but maybe are working a 9-to-5 or just trying to find your career path, or you're just out of school, period. You're working for yourself. You're doing whatever you're doing, you know? So we are prioritizing our movement this fall. And I know I talked a little bit about this in the last episode, but we are taking our morning walks. I love morning walks, particularly in the fall, especially in a Toronto fall when by mid-afternoon it's 23 degrees and it feels like summer. The mornings and the evenings are when it actually feels like fall. So for me, that has been looking like a few times a week, throwing on a cute fall outfit and getting my butt out the door and going for a nice little walk at around 8 a.m. The sun has been up for probably about an hour. It's starting to get warm, but it's bright out. It's still crisp. It's cool. The trees, oh, you can smell them in the mornings, just that changing of the leaves. Sometimes I'll go and walk down by the water, or I'll change it up and go walk through some parks. But whatever it is, we are taking our fall walks. If you are a fall girly, we are romanticizing and we are savoring the most of this fall that we can. I have come to realize that fall comes and goes so quickly, and I feel like if you really love the fall colors, they're peak for like a week and then they're gone. But that fall weather is around for a little bit longer than that. So I really feel like I personally want to savor as much of that as I can. So taking fall walks in the morning is not only a great way to get in your steps, get in your daily movement, but also helps you to savor that fall a little bit more. Now, if you're not necessarily a morning or evening walk gal, a great way to prioritize your movement this fall is to switch up your transportation. If it's possible, bike to work. I feel like this is something that I personally love to do. And yes, it is being in a city, but even if I was in a small town and say my car drive to work was maybe 15 minutes, realistically, that's probably only about a 20 or 25 minute bike. So not that much longer, but you're getting in so much more movement. which is not only amazing for your body, but personally, I love biking everywhere. If you haven't biked, whether it's in a city or in your town before to get to places, it is just such a rejuvenating activity. I think that I feel so fulfilled when I'm biking or walking somewhere rather than taking a car. I don't know what it is, but I genuinely, and maybe it's now living in a city, but I do not like taking a car places unless the drive is like 30 minutes plus. And I'm not talking about 30 minute plus drive in the city. I'm talking like the place is minimum 20 kilometers away. Like there's no way I could be biking to that. But if it's in like a 10 kilometer radius, girl, you can bet your ass I will be biking there. But overall, anywhere where you can supplement stagnancy for movement is going to be your key to getting more movement in this fall. So, for example, if you work a desk job, maybe getting a walking pad or a stationary bike. If you work from home and there's just something so small that you can change like that. We were not made to be stationary, stagnant beings. Our body actually deteriorates, degenerates, and gets tighter, less able, the less you use it. I love the saying, move it or lose it, because it is so, so true. The less you move, the less you use the body you were given, the less you will be able to, especially in the future and down the line. Not only is it great for your physical health, but for your mental health as well. And I'm not just talking about like your emotional health, I'm talking about your brain health. Movement, keeping active, is so important in keeping your brain healthy and functioning as well. And something I think that I want to stress a little bit more is that yes, it is amazing and good for you to be keeping up with a healthy routine while you're young, but it will serve you so much greater down the line if you start younger and you're implementing these healthy habits now. It will help you live a longer, healthier, happy life. And when you're older, you will notice it so much better. I know both my parents were super active when they were young and throughout their adulthood, and they are both really healthy adults now. And so that is definitely something that I am striving to be as I age. And I know I'm super young and it's not even really something I should be concerned with or think about now, but it is what we do now in our 20s that are going to impact our 30s, our 40s, our 50s, and our later life. My one last note on movement versus stagnancy, if you can take the stairs, do it. Even if there is an escalator, if there's no stairs and there's an escalator, walk that escalator. Don't just stand there. I feel like this is also such a big thing. I think we're so used to in our society convenience and stagnancy. So if there is anywhere where you can see changing up and just creating a movement alternative to stagnancy, like if you can take the stairs versus the elevator, even if it's halfway, like say you work on like the 15th floor, maybe you take 7 flights of stairs and then elevator the other half, that is still so much better for your daily movement and for your daily health and activity rather than taking that elevator for the full 15 flights. The next healthy girl fall habit is less screen time, more page time. And by that, I mean putting down that phone, picking up a book, picking up your journal, but overall just reducing that screen time as much as you can, especially in the mornings when you wake up and in the evenings before you go to sleep. So let's first talk about that morning one. The minimum should be 30 minutes, no phone, first thing in the morning and in the evening, but aim for that full 1 hour. Your brain is the most susceptible to suggestion and modifying as soon as you wake up. Your brainwaves slowly change as you fully wake up and you get into your day. And if you're filling it with scrolling on Instagram or TikTok as soon as you wake up, this could be a big factor into how and why you're feeling for the rest of the day. If you scroll for a really long time, first thing in the morning, and you're finding that you feel really down, really sad, or just have low self-esteem, low motivation throughout the day, it's because what you do within the first 30 minutes to an hour of waking up really sets the tone for your day. Not only that, but like I said, your brain is just way more susceptible when you first wake up. So you are feeding it all of this direct information from your phone. You're spiking your cortisol levels. You're making your brain and your body stressed out by immediately scrolling on your phone. We are aiming to minimize that screen time first thing in the morning, minimum half an hour, goal is 1 hour, and instead swapping it for a good morning routine. And maybe you already have one in addition to this. So what you can do is just move your morning routine back. Maybe you scroll for 10, 15 minutes in the morning and starting your morning routine as soon as you wake up, turning off your alarm if it is your phone. If your alarm is your phone, this could be a great opportunity to switch it out and get an actual alarm system. Now, I won't be that person that tells you you have to get an alarm because personally, I use my phone as my alarm as well. It goes off, I turn it off, I don't pick it up, and I just leave it plugged in. But I also have my phone typically across the room from me so that I actually do have to get up and get my butt out of bed to turn it off, and I don't unplug it. I turn it off and I leave it face down. I also go to bed with my phone face down. So it's not like I can see any notifications coming up on the screen or anything to tempt me to want to open that phone first thing right away. Now, a great thing here that you could implement into your morning routine is 10 to 15 minutes of reading instead of that scrolling time. So this is something that I definitely am trying to be a bit more conscious about, is reading in the mornings, just because I want to get back on my reading habit. But this doesn't always happen, so more often it looks like a morning devotional and a few pages of journaling. My devotional is typically one page long, and then I have a few Bible verses that I read to go with it, and then that normally takes me about 10 minutes, and I'll do a 5 to 10 minute journal as well, whether it's a full page or just half a page or a full brain dump. It definitely depends on the day, but not going on my phone in the mornings definitely has made one of the biggest impacts on my day and how I am feeling and doing for the rest of the day. And also just my motivation and the way I get up and then can start my day right away. But we are also trying to do this in the evenings as well, because the blue light from your phone does impact your sleep. And we talked all about the importance of having a sleep schedule and a night routine in the last episode. So if you want to hear a bit more about that, definitely go listen to that last episode. But in short, if you want a deeper, more full sleep, definitely check if you're scrolling on your phone right up until the second you turn the lights off and go to sleep, because this is one of the biggest factors that can impact your quality of sleep. So again, the minimum is 30 minutes, no screen before bed, but aiming for an hour and instead filling it with reading. If you're not totally into reading, I highly recommend self-help books or something that is helping you learn a new skill or overall self-improvement. Personally, you guys know that I am a big fiction reader. I'm a big fantasy gal. So that is typically what I gravitate towards, is some sort of fantasy fiction book. But if that's not your thing, maybe picking up a fantasy or even a biography. Maybe there's a celebrity or person that has written a book that you have been wanting to read. Definitely take the time to find that book and start reading that this fall season. And as much as Kindles are great, there's something about holding a physical book. And I'm not going to down Kindles because I do know that they're not blue light, but if you're an iPad girly, do not be reading on your iPad. It is the same as your phone. So if you have a Kindle, opt for that. If you have an iPad and that's typically what you read on, opt for a paperback, actual physical book. We are minimizing that blue light, and your iPad is the exact same as your phone, same with your laptop. All right, now that we've chatted through some of our healthy girl fall habits, let's chat through some outfits and outfit inspiration, because personally, fall is my favorite fashion season. So I want to chat through some of my must-haves, faves, and also a little bit about building a staple capsule wardrobe, because you guys are always asking me what my favorite and go-to pieces are. I definitely have a more minimal wardrobe when it comes to what I wear every day. I by no means am a closet minimalist. You guys, I have way too many clothes, but I definitely do tend to wear the same staple pieces on a more regular day. First up are fall shoes. Okay, everybody loves the mini Uggs. I think they've been a thing for 2 years now, and they're not going anywhere this fall. They are just as popular, if not more popular this year than they are last year. And personally, my go-to is the mini Ugg. I have two different types of ones. I have a dupe and then I have an actual one. So my dupe mini Ugg is a little bit taller and closer to almost a full Ugg, but still being ankle length. And then my mini Ugg is like really mini. She's short. And because I'm already tall girly, I don't lean towards the platform one. I think they just look silly on me, and I'm already tall, so I definitely don't need that height. But my mini Uggs have been my go-to last fall and this fall so far as well. I definitely am leaning towards grabbing a pair of the Taz as well as Tasman Uggs. So if you guys have been wondering the difference, it took me a while to figure it out as well, because I think people have just been using the name interchangeably. But the Taz Uggs are the platform ones, and the Tasmans are just the classic slippers. So I've been wanting to order, everybody has them now, but the mustard seed, like gray beige ones, I think they are so classic. They're more neutral than the typical orangey kind of beige of a regular Ugg. But I also love the regular Tasman brown ones with a little bit of red. And then you guys, with the polo bear socks, I had been debating getting them. I have ordered them now. They are on the way. And I am so freaking excited. I saw them for the first time probably about 3 years ago. And I was like, these are the cutest socks I have ever seen. I have no clue how in the hell I would style them. So I'm not going to get them. And here we are, 3 years later, they've blown up, everybody has them, and now I'm finally ordering them. So, am I jumping on the bandwagon? Yeah, a little bit. But I think they are so cute, and I'm so excited to style them with like a slightly cropped jean where you can still see the teddy bear and some Uggs. I think it's gonna be so cute. Or even with my next pair of shoe, which is the Birkenstock Boston clogs. These, I think, are perfect for that end of summer to fall transition, which I know we are mostly out of now. And I definitely think that Uggs are more of a late fall, early winter transition. So when it comes to the Birkenstock Boston clogs, definitely playing with a neutral pair, something like a gray or khaki, and staying away from the Ugg brown beige kind of color, because they do style very similar, especially if you have a Taz or Tasman pair. They definitely do look very similar, and I personally would style them very similar ways because they have that same rounded at the front, slightly lifted but really close to the ground if you don't have the platform style of shoe. They're very minimal, they don't have a ton going on, they're obviously not a sneaker, and personally, I just think that they're styled very similar ways. So if you are going to get pairs of both, or if you already have pairs of both, definitely widen your color variety and do not get a like beige brown of the Birkenstock clog if you have Uggs. That's just my personal opinion, but this way you're able to style both of them differently and also wear them way more. And then also in your fall capsule shoe wardrobe, I think you need a good basic plain sneaker, whether it's a white Air Force One or it's a New Balance, whatever it is, like a slightly chunky, not too slim, but neutral white or cream sneaker is perfect and goes with so many things. Now let's get into the sweaters that I think you need. First off, a good staple crew neck. Something that is like a navy, gray, white, or even a green, like a dark forest. Hunter green is perfect, but something that has like a little bit of fun writing on it, I also think is great. Not just a plain crew neck, but like those ones that say New York or Boston. You know, the classic, you think of crew neck, you see those chunky box letters. Those, stunning. We love those. Next up is a good chunky knit, and I, for this, would stick to something cream. I think that cream in a chunky knit is so classic. It goes with so many things, and it's like that Rory Gilmore, you know, that classic cream chunky Rory Gilmore sweater. That is what we're going for here. And then the next one that I think everybody needs is some sort of Sherpa zip up. And this could be honestly just a personal preference, but I previously had a white Sherpa zip up and I styled it so much. This year I have a almost like UGG beige colored zip up and I love it. And I personally just think it's something that you can throw a t-shirt under or a long sleeve, a turtleneck. It can be styled so many different ways. When it comes to jackets, we need three different types of jackets. The first one, of course, is a solid leather jacket. I live for a leather jacket in the fall and winter, and not just any leather jacket, but I love a good oversized, lots of zipper detailing, could even be a little distressed, very vintage looking. That is the type of leather jacket that we're going for here. The next one is just a good classic blazer, something brown, beige. Again, those neutral colors are great when you're building a capsule wardrobe, slightly oversized, almost like a dad fit blazer. Maybe it has shoulder pads as well. Definitely depends on what you like there, but sometimes a little bit of shoulder pad is cute and it honestly makes it seem more oversized and boxy and fits a little bit better. And then the last one is a good bomber. I, this year, invested in a good, almost like sweatshirt hoodie material bomber, but it is way thicker and almost is going to lead me into a transitional winter wardrobe piece. Now, the optional add-in here is a jean jacket. Personally, I don't style a jean jacket that much, but I do think it could be a great addition to your capsule wardrobe if a jean jacket is something that you personally wear a lot. Now, when it comes to basic tops, of course, your basic fitted long sleeves, black, white, and t-shirt, black, white, perfect. They go with so many things, all of the jackets that I just mentioned. And then when it comes to pants and skirts and bottoms, there's two types of jeans. I love a good oversized, slightly baggy, could have some rips jean, and then a more straight, slightly more fitted pair, and they also could vary in their color of jean. Now, why I said that a denim jacket doesn't necessarily belong in a staple wardrobe is because if that jean jacket doesn't necessarily match either or both of those colors of denim jeans that you have, you're definitely not going to style a denim on denim moment. And then the other pair of pants is, I love a good tailored suit pant. So it can go with the blazer, it cannot, whatever your preference is, but I love a good trouser. Typically I stick to a brown or a black because those are just what I find I gravitate to and wear the most. And then I also love a good leather cargo pant. And you could swap this for just a regular cargo pant, but I find I have this pair of leather cargo pants that I've had from Zara for the past, I want to say, 3 years, and I wear them so freaking much. So definitely in my staple wardrobe. And then the last pair of bottoms is, I love a good long maxi skirt. And you could also opt for a maxi dress because I definitely also love styling like crew necks and cardigans over top of the dress as well because it gives that same effect, but some sort of long, slightly fitted, but also very flowy maxi skirt. And there you have it, your perfect fall capsule wardrobe. This honestly is almost the same as my spring capsule wardrobe, I feel like, because the styles can definitely be very similar and interchangeable. And then some honorary mentionable pieces are a denim cargo maxi skirt, cargo maxi skirts in general. I have been loving those, as well as a good knee-high leather bootie. Those are just a few honorable mention pieces that if I was building a little bit of a bigger staple wardrobe, those would definitely be added in. But I'm going to wrap up today's episode. I hope you guys enjoyed my little part two to my Healthy Girl Guide to Fall. If you liked this episode, I would love for you to leave a rate, review, and don't forget to subscribe. It really helps out the podcast. But as usual, if you have any guest or topic requests, you can always send us a DM at thehealthcafe.co on Instagram or on our website and leave topic or guest requests there. But thank you guys so much for listening. I hope you have a beautiful week and you will all hear me in the next episode. Bye. Thank you.